Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
There's a bear in my car. I'm leaving the bear there to die. I'm not opening that door until the bear's dead. You know what I don't mess with? Wild animals, especially things that could kill me.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Write down the numbers, like use everyone's ratings, average them, figure out what everyone thinks the spread would be. We're all kind of on the same page about what these spreads are. It would be alarming to people to figure out when we get to that game, even if there's no injury, how much different numbers can change.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet. From BetQL.
Indeed it is. You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on BetQL on draft day. It's draft day in the association, and we absolutely love it here on BetQL. We're the only BS you're going to get. Bets and sports live on Odyssey.com, live on the Odyssey app. Odyssey stations nationwide as part, of course, is the expanded BetQL, and the You Better is congregating on YouTube, and we appreciate each and every one of them at youtube.com/Odyssey Sports as Ken Barkley and I get set to bring you the wagertainment for the next 4 hours, talking all things sports betting, proudly presented today and always by the Bet River Sportsbook. Deposit $250 and you will get that $250 match at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, at BetRivers.com. We also want you to check out BetQL.com, download the BetQL app for all the tools you need to take down the sports books, including Dem Algorithms and Doze Experts. 2-0 last night, by the way, BetQL was betting Major League Baseball games. And Bill Matz, our technical director, corporate Bill QL, also getting the job done. BetQL.com and the BetQL app. On this tremendous Thursday, July 29th in the year of our Lord, 2021, the show is on Twitter at You Better You Bet. The show is on Instagram at YBYB Sports. I am on Twitter and Instagram at Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Ken Barkley is on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. Four fantastic guests coming your way today here on this tremendous Thursday. Our pal, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider, former NBA General Manager Ryan McDonough is here, coming up later this hour to give you the latest on what he's hearing about the NBA draft tonight. We've got rumors, we've got potential trades, we've got bets that we've got to make. Ryan McDonough will join us to tell us the latest coming up in hour number one. Our pal Stucky from the Action Network. He's so good. He's like Madonna. He only has one name, Stucky. Stucky's coming up in hour number two, talking college football. Thus Stucky, of course, with Colin Wilson. Great stuff over at the Action Network. Our pal Rob Pizzola, pro sports better, joins us in hour number three to give us the latest on what's going on in the National Hockey League. In all seriousness, a lot's going on there. Potential bets to be made, and Rob's favorite NFL futures bets as we head into the NFL season. And the great Grant Wall from Sports Illustrated and the Football Podcast gives us the lowdown on the Gold Cup tonight. United States taking on Qatar. We've got Mexico and Canada. We've got Olympic soccer. We're not far away from the Premier League season, from Champions League. Grant Wall going to give us the latest on all of it. Plus, all of our NBA draft props for tonight coming up in the Power Hour. And I don't just mean me. I don't just mean the great Ken Barkley. I'm talking Tyler Morales, our old DP in for Eli Herskovich today, has got like 15 bets. Our board op, Rick Camp, stud when it comes to betting the NBA. He's got double-digit bets. We are going to give you a veritable cornucopia today, a buffet of picks, props for the NBA draft as we move along in the program. We're going to go over NFL receiving yards leader after we've done rushing leader and passing yards leader. Receiving yards leader is going to be a good one, and you're going to be surprised about who the favorite is in that particular market. And Professor Lockerson is going to educate you on how to bet the Heisman Trophy market this season in the world of college football. We are absolutely locked and loaded today on this tremendous Thursday. Ken Barkley, how we feeling?
I feel great. It'll be really interesting, I think, today to do this show versus most of the other days. You know, usually we do a show and then games will start at 8 o'clock on the old showtime, or games will start at 7. Baseball start at 7 in the new showtime. NBA playoffs are start at 7. Sometimes we have stuff that goes on during the show, but it's like one game or Euro or whatever. This is really a different type of show because the last segment of our show is NBA draft bets. So it'll be 6:40 Eastern, something like that. Maybe we'll start a little earlier.
Or like 6:26.
Right. We'll see. The point is, you know, one of the reasons I gave out a bunch of stuff yesterday is that I don't think this show is going to work like other shows. I think throughout this entire 4 hours, information is going to just keep leaking out and keep leaking out, and prices on draft picks are going to keep changing and keep changing and keep changing. And it's already happened for the last 5 or 6 hours. The movement on some of the stuff is aggressive, and it'll be interesting when we get to 6:30, like what's left, like what has not been confirmed by Woj or like locked into place via the price of the bet. That'll be really interesting. I don't totally know what to expect there. I think as you get further into the first round, the likelihood that there's a bet to be made one way or the other, if you have a guess, remains. But as we start kind of not, you know, slotting in who goes 1, 2, 3 and so on and so forth, and Woj has already started doing that for us, that'll be really interesting. So Nick, I'll be curious first if we can go over like all the information that we have so far, but I think this is going to be a different type of show. My goal at 6:30 is going to be stuff that's still available. Like stuff that's not available was yesterday. Like Kuminga was 6.5. Now he's 7.5. You know, we had Rob Dostar and gave out Duarte. That's moved like another two spots. Apparently Duarte is going
to
be
like second overall. Yeah. Like a lot of
Sengun's
stuff
down.
Moved,
yep. We talked about that on the show as well.
Giddy's -300 now.
Right.
To go under 10.5.
Mobley to go exactly third. I don't even know if that's offered anymore. That was one that I was like blocked.
How about the bet that you gave out? What did you give it out? Maybe like +750 or greater. Like the exact top
exact
four is
order.
Now +350 or like +325. Yeah.
Well, because the first three, and we can confirm that, and Mobley is off the board. And this is, I said this, I had like an after show in the YouTube chat just during the commercial break, because I wanted to emphasize this. Like if you're someone who's just averse to laying huge prices on stuff, draft props will not be for you, because in a lot of situations, the value is information starts coming in and a price might be -300 and it should be -100,000. And it's just like, yeah, like -300. And you have somebody be like, -300. Like, I don't want to lay that, and be like, well, it should be off the board and it's -300. So like, what are you going to do with that? You
know, only,
like, what do you want to do with that? Basically?
It's only juice if you lose. It's only
well,
juice
yeah,
if
just,
you lose.
But it's just, it's a simple, it's the same question. If whether it was -110 or +150 or +1 billion, what should the price be? Like, should this bet even be listed anymore? And we were getting to that point once there were no trades, and it seemed, I said this yesterday, seemed like there were going to be no trades at the top of the board. Detroit couldn't find anything that made sense, so they're just going to take Cade Cunningham. Cleveland really wants Mobley. Jalen Green like only worked out for two teams. Just felt like we were locked into those three, and the prices just kept moving and kept moving. It kept moving, but you could still bet them, even though we were headed toward near certainty that this was going to happen. And cool, there could still be some blockbuster trade, but those are now locked in. So Woj just basically tweeted that unless the Detroit Pistons trade the number one overall pick.
Does he have to do this?
Yeah, like, yes. It's obnoxious.
It is so annoying. And it's on ESPN, right? Like he's hurting their product.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes to all of that. Yes. it's incredibly obnoxious. And Tyler tweeted out like, can't wait to mute this guy at, you know, 7 o'clock tonight.
I want to mute him now, but we can't for the purposes of the show to give the information out. I would love to mute him right now.
I'm going to get home and charge my phone in a different room and then watch the draft. That's what I'm going to do. Like, I don't want to be near the phone. I want to consume the draft and like do some other work at my desk while I'm doing it. But anyway, for the purposes of like, what do we know right now and what has moved? I think that's really interesting as a way to start. Our bets will come later in the show. We'll have Ryan McDonough on. So kind of like a, you know, draft to take you up for the next 4 hours. How is everything changing? What do we know at this exact moment? Woj has basically confirmed for us that Cade's going to go number one. That's not surprising. You couldn't really even bet on it. Detroit always seemed like this was going to happen, but there has been no trade. So if they keep the pick, it's Cade for sure. That's confirmed. Woj just confirmed that. Woj is doing his stupid verbs like leaning in on and then the name of the player. He's basically telling you that Jalen Green's going to go second and Evan Mobley's going to go third. Again, some of the least surprising information ever. except you could have bet on it yesterday at like minus 300. So again, what should it have been?
Or Tuesday kind of or Monday or the whole time that you've been talking about this for the last week. I'll give you credit. I'm being serious. Like Ken has literally been saying this for like a week now on the show.
It's just the type of market that you can't, like the Super Bowl, you can wait till Sunday at 6:15 because like the price discovery occurs in the first like 24 hours probably. And then the number is going to be exactly the same the entire 2 weeks. So like, yeah, you could show up and bet the Super. Hey, what does everybody have? Tampa or Kansas City? Like, what do you got? And you can put in a bet and it's really cool. Like you show up before this, we've all been hammering this stuff forever. And now it's moved into places that, so if those three seem to be locked into the first three picks, that gets into what is moved. And I think that's very interesting. If we assume Suggs and Barnes in some order go fourth and fifth, the most likely order is Suggs, then Barnes. Could be the other way around. But if we slot those two guys in, the markets indicate that is the most likely outcome. Then it starts to get really interesting. This was the point in the last 2 days. You really could have had a lot of speculation about the order everyone was going to go in, right? So it was going to be, man, OKC at six. Are they going to trade? What are they going to do? Golden State at seven. Are they going to trade? What are they going to do? There were a lot of options that were presented. This was where the betting really started to kind of open up in terms of the number of markets that are available. Prices are shifting back and forth. It was kind of like a fun tier of players to be in on. Well, a lot of this stuff is now moved. So James Bouknight has been 7.5 basically forever. Now 6.5. His price continues to drop. I think that's kind of interesting. Does he end up going 6 to OKC? Does he go 7 to Golden State? You know, that number continues to move basically based on betting. Like, you know, action is driving that number down. You could ask yourself why, but I think we can use that as an indicator that like people that are betting seem to think that James Bouknight is going to go 6 or 7. Seems like a pretty good indication. Franz Wagner, his number continues to drop 8.5 now in a few places. He had always been tied to Sacramento at 9. Does he actually end up going earlier than that? A lot of people were reporting that a lot of teams were interested in Franz Wagner as this kind of dynamite prospect who's like started to grow a ton. And that's always something GMs are interested. Oh, he's like 6 inches taller than he was before. That's kind of interesting. Giddy, who you already mentioned, like the 10.5, just, I mean, you can't, it's just getting sledgehammered over and over and
I'll
over
be giddy
again.
When he goes in the top 10. That's how I'm going
right.
to feel about
well,
it.
Well, I hope he goes in the top 10. 7 and 10 seem like two very likely destinations for him. Then you start to get into a couple other movers, and then we can kind of go wherever you want off this. But Chris Duarte, who Rob Doster talked about yesterday, who Matt Moore, I think, talked about. Literally everybody who's come on the show, I feel like, has said Chris Duarte is going to go earlier. This was a bet. I think it was Matt Moore's first draft appearance like 2 weeks ago or something where he was like, Duarte is going to go under. I know we've been on this for a long time because we've seen it move so much. I'm seeing like, I think it's like 13.5 or 14.5 now.
14.5 was what I saw.
And I saw it juiced way under, I think, on that. So just it keeps kind of hammering in. Golden State's second pick is 14. If you believe that maybe they want to take someone who can help now, Duarte would be an interesting, I think, addition to the team. Golden State's second pick is 14th as of right now, and Indiana is 13th. So it's been very interesting. I will use NFL quickly as an example of just, is this predictive? What does this show us? On draft day, a lot of stuff started to happen with NFL draft markets. You saw the incredible change of position of who was going to go third overall, where it was Mac Jones until draft day, and then avalanche of money the entire day up until the draft on Trey Lance to go third overall. That led to Trey Lance going third overall, a bet that you gave out that you could still get at a good price, but you saw that shift start to happen where it was started as one was a huge favorite. Then it became another one. Jamar Chase started to get under 5.5, just like minus 300, minus 600, shows up in orange and black cleats, minus 900. Like you just saw that started to get hammered. Jalen Waddle's draft position was getting bet under the entire day. Turns out he went to Miami at number 6. So, and there are numerous other examples as we kind of go toward the back half of the first round.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
this stuff tends to be pretty predictive. It doesn't mean just chase everything, but I think it's really cool if you want even kind of a preview of maybe what the draft might look like. Like this market really gives you like a unique insight into like, oh, that guy going to go there? Like, oh, that guy's going to go before. Oh, that's interesting. Like, I didn't think that order maybe was going to happen. And the market tends to be something that can like educate you in addition to being something you can bet into.
Rick giving us great information in our show chat right now. Jalen Suggs now -1,000 to go fourth overall.
Yep.
That is to the Toronto Raptors. And Scotty Barnes -1,000 to go fifth overall. That is, of course, to the Orlando Magic, just of course. Because, we've kind of beat that joke into the ground over the course of the last couple days here. But I just want to like, just from like the experience for tonight, one of my favorite sweats, not just of like this calendar year, but one of my all-time favorite sweats ever was when Commissioner Goodell strolled to the podium a couple months ago before the Niners were going to pick at number three. And I think this is like all of us on the show, like Tyler was on our show at the time. I know we all had the Trey Lance to go.
Was legitimately anxious, was very anxious like, watching it. Yeah.
Like just, I felt like it was going to happen, but like, you never know. He could have gone up there and said, Mac Jones, he could have said Justin Fields. Like who the hell knows, you know? So he goes up there and I'm just like, my heart's in my throat. And like, you love moments like that. So tonight, as soon as the show ends, I'm muting Woj. I'm muting Shams. I'm muting anyone that could potentially spoil anything because I want the experience tonight, Ken. I want to watch Adam Silver walk up to the podium and get that pit in my stomach before some of these bets because that is the absolute best. It's one of the reasons why we do this. Like, look, we like to win money, but let's be honest here. We love the rush that comes with it as well. And like the draft bet sweat is one of the best out there when you bet on sports.
Oh, 100%. And it's the live event experience. It's 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. One team has the ball down by three. Like you don't want Woj tweeting out at the start of the drive, this is going to end in a 7-yard touchdown pass to the right corner of the end zone.
Man, imagine being that guy. Like
you want to know how the drive's going to play out. You want to watch it. You want to see the touchdown pass. You want to not know what's going to happen next. Live sports. I agree with you. I want to create that same environment tonight. Live sports. Like I don't want my phone. I don't want Twitter. Like why would I want this ruined for me? So I'm 8 seconds ahead to do what? Like you think betting markets don't have this too? Like, I mean, again, like what, like what's the point? Like if you're going to watch it live. So I agree with you. Let's create a live sports betting experience. Let's put in a lot of bets and let's have that same feeling that we would be if we were watching a game tied 2 minutes left. One team has the ball.
Two other quick notes here to close out the first segment of the show today on a Thursday. Number one, your boy got back on track last night, 4-0 with baseball bets. We'll give out our baseball bets in the second segment of the Power Hour for tonight. Spoiler alert, I've got a couple. We'll also do NBA draft trivia. Me, the sports trivia king. 15 questions to give to our crew. Ken, who should the favorite be in NBA draft trivia?
Tyler by a lot, probably. Probably Tyler by a lot.
Well, we're going
to
find out.
I didn't prep at all. So
you don't need to. Your life is prep. That's the great thing about
that's
this.
That's true.
Ryan McDonough joins us in 25 minutes. NBA draft bets coming up next, though. We're going to tell you who's going to lead the NFL in receiving yards this coming season.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.